When 33-year-old Pua Lincoln Mailua got the call to crew the homecoming leg of the Malama Honua worldwide voyage, she didn't expect it. Her last sail was 10 years ago.
To have a family and to have a kane and to have a mortgage, all these different things, different kuleana, you know, and to leave Keke behind, it actually was even harder for me to leave my parents this time because I totally got it, what it meant as a parent to say goodbye.
A husband and three children later, Lincoln Mailua set sail from Tahiti with just a couple thousand miles left to complete the worldwide voyage and bring Hokulea home. She and her fellow crew members are the next generation of voyagers. And on this trip, they were eager to pull Hawaii from the sea, as the ancient saying goes. The wisdom of experience shared by poor navigator Bruce Blackenfeld was patience.
But he said, let the island come to you, let the island come to you. And she did, and when she came to us, actually Haleakala came to us first. We could see in the distance, and that was the first time in 42 years of this canoe sailing that the island was actually spotted before lights.
Every one of the 245 crew members who took part in the three-year voyage have their own story to tell of their unique bond, or pilina, to Hokulea.
I was able to create my own pilina to her, which to me is very special. Now I can really share that with my keiki.
When the crew sailed Hokulea into Lincoln Mailua's home port of Kauai High, there were no flashy welcome home signs. In fact, her community was busy taking the traditional voyaging canoe Makali'i out of dry dock.
Makali'i was being moved to come down to Kauai High, so my husband was not on the dock when I landed. Neither was my children, because they were waiting for him.
Makali'i was built in Lincoln Mailua's hometown of Waimea in 1995, and it is the va'a used to perpetuate the traditions of navigation in her community. Her husband, Kele'i Mailua, is Makali'i's newest captain.
I was okay because there's only one other woman I'll wait for, and that's Makali'i.
Makali'i had been in dry dock for the past 3 years. The worldwide voyage was a call to action for Ohana Va'a across the island state to prepare those Va'a for Hokulea's homecoming. Moku o Keawe's Makali'i was joined by Kauai's Namahue, Maui's Mo'okiha o Pi'ilani, and Oahu's Hawaii Loa to officially welcome Hokulea at Kalia on homecoming day.
To see Hawaii welcome her like this, to me it just pakana'o. It was all well worth it. You know, Hokulea was not forgotten and she never will be now.
As voyage organizers begin to assess the global impact of Malama Honua, the impact back home and across the island chain is a re-energized sense of kuleana, or responsibility, to keep the traditions of navigation alive.
Every mile out there was for my keiki. It was really to strengthen our practice as an ohana, so that I could come home and I could share that with them, so that we could continue to live it.
For HPR News, I am Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.